business, which is the election of the chairperson of the county board. Before we proceed, I will explain the procedures for the election of the county board chairperson, first vice chairperson, and second vice chairperson. The process for nominating and electing county board officers shall be in accordance with the established rules of the Washington County Board of Supervisors in Chapter 1 of the Washington County Board of General Ordinances. We will first take up nominations and election for chairperson. After a chairperson is elected, the newly elected chairperson will immediately assume
okay, at this time, nominations for chairperson of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors are now in order. Are there any nominations?
Mr. Chairman, I rise to nominate Supervisor Theodore Lipscomb Sr. of the 1st District, who has previously served this body as chairperson. I think that the ship was steered in the right direction and through some very trying times, and I think it is in order to renominate Supervisor Lipscomb. Thank you, sir.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, nominations are now closed. Mr. Clerk, please read the list of candidates for chairperson of the county board.
Lipscomb Sr. That is all.
We will Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk and Mr. Chairman. I wish to provide the body notice of my abstention on this vote, and I request a point of personal privilege so that I may explain the reasoning for my abstention.
Proceed.
Thank you. When we ask for one of our number to step forward amongst us and to lead our group and to speak on behalf of our group and to guide our group, I anticipated that several from amongst us would step forward to that challenge. Unfortunately, many did not. One did. In fact, two supervisors, Supervisor Willie Johnson Jr. and Supervisor Marcelia Nicholson, specifically asked that they not be nominated today for the position of County Board Chairperson. And I am not nominating them because I respect those decisions. But both of these supervisors are peers that I would have heartily supported for the position of chair. I think that they both demonstrate servant leadership and would have guided our body well. However, the writing is on the wall. We do have only one candidate to vote for the position of chair today. My abstention today is based on my belief that the only candidate presenting himself or nominated for the chairmanship has done a reasonable past job in some areas, but has neither sought nor won my confidence on the whole. Notwithstanding my abstention, I pledge to do my best to build better rapport with the new leadership, to work for partnership going forward, and to find ways to support the chair better going forward. I do hope that we can move to greater servant leadership in this board, practices that we will be led to enrich the lives of the individual as well as the whole, to build a better organization and ultimately work together to create a more just and caring world. Thank you.
Okay. We will now vote on the position of chairperson of the county board. Once again, when the clerk calls your name, you should respond by calling out the last name of the individual you want to be elected as chairperson. Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisor Alexander.
Abstain.
Cullen. Dmitrievich.
Lipscomb.
Haas.
Lipscomb.
Johnson Jr.
Lipscomb.
Lipscomb. Lipscomb Sr. Logsdon.
Excuse me? Abstain?
Abstain. Okay.
Not in the middle of a roll call. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Martin. Moore Omukunde. Nicholson. Ortiz Velez. Schmidt. Sebring. Shea. Staskunas. Taylor. Wasserman. Weishan Jr.
Sixteen votes for Supervisor Theodore Lipscomb, zero votes for anyone else, and two abstentions. Congratulations, Supervisor Lipscomb.